of Jones and Keefe on WEEI.
You said on the radio today that you thought Drake was MVP of the league. Why?
Well, just extremely accurate. He's made the most of every passing opportunity. You know, we created a lot of X plays. And to create X plays, it's about 30% scheme. It's about 70% of the players making a play. And part of that is the quarterback putting it in a great location for run after catch. So I think you continue to see that. His ability to extend, use his legs to gain first downs, critical first downs. His ability to score when we've asked him to score and run it in. And just, he's been everything that we've asked, and he continues to get better. He's not satisfied. So I know that our success of where we are right now today has a lot to do with Drake May.
Mike Vrabel making an MVP case for Drake May. That was yesterday as we lead up to Pats and Chargers Sunday in Foxborough. Sunday night in Foxborough.
Woo!
Should be a good one. We'll be talking about it. Yeah, big time primetime game. We've been talking about it all day long, really the last couple of days, looking ahead to Pats and Chargers. We'll get back to your phone calls in a moment. Couple of items here quick on the text line, 617-779-7937. Guys, I live in Hamblin County, which is where Morristown is located.
Okay.
I guess that's where this monkey was on the loose
Tennessee.
And broke into the pawn shop.
Yeah,
Tennessee.
The monkey that broke in, yeah, had some crackers.
Apparently, and this is boots on the ground being passed along here, the monkey was stolen from its owner Christmas Eve.
Oh,
and presumably escaped from its abductor and has been loose ever since. This monkey's just been running around.
Monkey on the loose.
Came through the doggy door in the pawn shop.
Yeah. I guess. Yeah. He was like, so he escaped his captor. Who knows what the captor was going to do to him? Probably good on him getting out of there.
Maybe.
Or did he escape from a worse situation?
Maybe the captor was going to break into this pawn shop.
Oh, he hates the pawn shop owner.
Yeah.
Destroy the pawn shop.
Maybe even worked at the pawn shop.
Yeah.
Now we're back to the inside job.
Now
we've connected the dots. I think we just
it's
answered
possible.
It.
Somebody also texted in, have we seen the trailer for the new movie?
That's what that was the other one I was going to bring up. I have, and it's horrifying every time I see it.
Randomly, Andy Hart texts me. I think he texts me and Stiz. He's like, you guys see that trailer for Primate? I'm like, yeah. He's like, I think I want to see it. I'm like, all right, go see it.
Yeah, go check it out, man.
Let me know how it goes.
Oh, so you don't want to see it.
I do want to see it.
Yeah.
I don't think I'm going to go to the theater for Primate, though.
No, that's a...
I see a lot of movies, as you know, but I'm not going to see Primate in the theater.
What was the count, 90?
I saw 90 2025 releases.
Wow.
Yeah, thank you.
Nick, what was your final number?
104.
In your
Nick
phase.
Greater than me.
In
I
your phase.
Oh,
yeah,
I get it.
Yeah.
But no, the next one I want to see is the 28 Years Later Bone Temple.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Call back.
That was better than the joke I was going to make.
Yeah, good. That is the name of the movie, though.
Nick greater than you greater than me. Yeah. If we're doing the power rankings,
it's all coming together.
Here. Okay, what is it called?
28 years later,
the Bone Temple.
The Bone Temple.
Hell yeah.
That's a picture of my ex-wife.
What's this movie about?
I don't know, but I want to see it.
Okay, so you have that higher on your list than Primate. I have seen the trailer, though.
Yeah, they've been showing that a lot.
It's startling.
Primate, yeah. Looks like he's pretty aggressive.
He sure does. Okay, let's get some more phone calls here.
Please.
If you don't mind.
Nope.
This is Carl in Boston. Hello, Carl.
Hey, Carl.
Hey, guys. Great show. You guys are getting really silly. Hopefully we can get back to some serious sports conversation here.
Agreed, Carl.
I think one of the reasons there's such a robust discussion about who the MVP should be is in part due to the fact that the word valuable is a little undefined and perhaps ambiguous. Mm-hmm. I looked up Webster's Dictionary valuable, and that didn't really help me. So I was offering an idea, and I wanted to get your thoughts on it.
Good.
Would it not be a measure in the overall calculus of the MVP would be, in the case of Drake May and Matt Stafford, if you took both of them off their teams, which team would be worse off?
Yep.
Uh-huh. You could
yeah, I agree. This is what J.J. Watt said the other day.
Right.
You just came to this conclusion. Okay, so what's your answer on it, Carl?
Yeah, what do you got?
Oh, clearly Drake May.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, good. I agree with that.
Yeah.
If you took Drake May...
You swap the Pats.
Or even if you swap teams.
Swap teams for him.
Yeah, go ahead and swap teams.
Drake May runs the table with the Rams? Does he win every game?
I'm going to say yeah.
Yeah.
I'm going to say yeah. He almost
undefeated.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, you did almost do it here.
So, no, the argument that Cam Newton was making the other day, which is, oh, well, Drake May got his coach fired last year. How could he be MVP this year? It's so silly.
That was wild.
Especially since Stafford has gotten like a million coaches fired in Detroit. But then also, how can you not? And Cam, and I think Tom Brady was doing this. Curran was doing a little of this earlier. May's so well coached, and that's Vrabel, but more specifically McDaniels is what people are referencing there.
Yeah.
And, all right, fine. I mean, May's getting good coaches, and McDaniels is helping. I think he'd be good either way, but McDaniels is helping. I mean, McVay got to a Super Bowl without Stafford. So if you're going to play that game where May's getting all this help, fine, play that game.
Yeah.
Just apply it to Stafford as well. He has arguably the best play caller in the sport.
I also think these are all things that only get brought up when it's close and it's like a tiebreaker. Yeah. So like in 2007, Tom Brady had Randy Moss. I wasn't like, he shouldn't be the MVP because he got Randy Moss.
Right. But he was laughing
the
field.
So far out in front of everybody. He set a record at the time for touchdown passes. Stafford does have Puka Nacua. Puka Nacua had 1,700 yards receiving. Like, Steph Diggs inched over the 1,000-yard line in the last game of the season. Nacua had, like, 129 catches and 10 touchdowns, I think.
Yeah, no.
Davante Adams had 14 touchdowns.
I was just going to ask, where did Adams end in, like, catches and yards? I knew he had a lot of touchdowns.
He was under 1,000 yards.
But he missed a bunch of games.
Because he missed
at the end
games,
of the year.
But he had 14 touchdowns.
Okay, he finished, I think, 14 with games. 14 games, 789. So, honestly, like, Adams and Diggs, in terms of their, like, catches and that level of production, were pretty similar, at least through 14 games. They were about at the same spot.
And then
you add
Nacua, who might have had the best receiver season on the year. So,
let's say Diggs and Adams cancel each other out, and that's probably being charitable to Diggs. Let's say they cancel each other out.
Yeah, he had more yards, but obviously way less touchdowns.
Now they have Puka.
Yeah, right.
And the Rams have better play calling and a better scheme than the Patriots have. They do. So, yeah, I think that absolutely factors into it. Now, if you put Stafford here, how many games would the Patriots win?
Probably a bunch.
Yeah, 11 or 12?
Yeah.
Would they win 14?
I don't know. I don't think so.
I don't think so either, because I do think May's mobility now factors in a little bit more here.
Yep.
And you put him on the Rams, do they win another game or two? Maybe.
And I feel like Stafford in his career, and I guess you could argue one or the other, but wasn't it like Calvin Johnson, Cooper Kupp, Puka Nacua?
Yeah.
Like he's sort of had.
Yeah, no.
I might make
a reverse argument there, and I might say, I mean, Calvin Johnson, I think.
Not for Calvin Johnson. Calvin Johnson would be good with anybody.
This is what I'm saying.
Yeah, yeah.
But like for the other two, like, I don't know. What would Puka Nacua be without another quarterback? We don't know.
We'll find out though, right?
Cooper Kupp looked real different without him.
He's also old. That's harder to say. I feel like he had his moments, though, with Goff. Kupp had some good games with Goff.
Yeah.
He didn't have the greatest wide receiver season of all time.
No, but the fact that Stafford was there for all of those, and Nacua was on pace for that early in the year and still finished with a great year.
That's true.
That probably is a feather in his cap. But
he's not nothing.
None of that's really relevant to the MVP conference. Like, Calvin Johnson not relevant to the MVP
this year, which
is why I wouldn't even go there with, well, May got his coach fired last year.
Yeah.
And, well, McVay actually got to a Super Bowl with Jared Goff. Like, don't even – just stick to this year. And Stafford had a lot more help, and May had a lot easier schedule, and those kind of cancel each other out. And I think May checks most of the boxes statistically. Most of them. Not all.
Right.
But most of them.
Right.
Rich is in Rutland. Hello, Rich.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Yes.
Hey.
Hi, guys.
Yo. Hey, what's up?
Hey, thanks for being on the air. I drive all over Massachusetts like a nut. I'm a sales guy. You guys keep me cracked up. So.
Oh, right.
Excellent.
Appreciate that.
Thank you.
Love that, Rich.
So, question. What's this worth, an MVP vote for Drake May and his new monster contract? I'm guessing it adds $50 million to his negotiating.
Okay, this is an interesting question.
It is. It's not like the NBA where you get all NBA, then you're in line for like super maxes and things like that. So it doesn't actually like trigger anything like it does in other sports. I think it's not really going to matter because he's so close. So either he's going to win or he's going to be in second place. So I don't think when it comes time for him to negotiate his contract that he and his agent are going to be like, well, I did win MVP, so I want this.
1.429, $626.
Don't you think they simply look at all the other contracts and say, give me more than that one?
Yeah, but, I mean, let's flip it around. Do they go to Drake May and his representatives and say, well, it's not like you're the MVP. You know, like,
I mean,
it's like,
depending on how muddy you want to make this thing.
Yeah.
So I think if he wins a Super Bowl, he can add more money than the MVP.
Here's the thing. You're paying him a lot of money either way. And if the Crafts are rooting against him winning a Super Bowl or an MVP or something like that because they want to pay him less, shame on them. But I think they're paying him either way. So I'm personally not worried about that. Will he make a few extra bucks off being the MVP? Probably in marketing. I don't know about in his salary. But like you're more marketable as the MVP for sure.
The way things are heading, what is it, one more year, right, for him? So this year we're talking about Christian Gonzalez potentially getting a big extension.
Yes, he'll be extension eligible after next year. Yes.
And I wonder if they're going to wait and like see what Jaden Daniels and Caleb Williams sign for, and then he's like, give me more than those guys. Yeah, like, I'm curious how it's going to go.
I bet the Crafts were rooting against Gonzo being a pro bowler, and I don't think he's going to be all pro, but like I'm sure they're rooting against that. That's one that I don't think it's a foregone conclusion you're paying him.
Yeah.
I bet they will, but I don't think it's a slam dunk.
Drake May, they definitely will.
You're paying either way.
They will.
Yeah. Let's go to Joey in Waltham. Go ahead, Joey.
Hey, Joey.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
You're welcome.
I don't have any hot takes on as far as the MVP.
Sure.
Although, so Stafford was a Patriot, wasn't he? Shortly, or I took a few years off.
No, I think there was a time though where they were linked to him.
Oh, okay.
But he never actually
suited up for.
There was a linkage. Okay. But my main thing is, who has a doggy door in their pawn shop?
Great question. I feel like people
asked that in real time.
I did ask that
during Kiefer Madness. Yeah.
But thanks for staying locked in.
Yep.
Appreciate the feedback on the Kiefer Madness. I did like that call a lot because he started out by asking, this is something we hadn't heard yet. Did Stafford play for the Patriots?
I was like, not that I remember. And honestly, it had me a little flat-footed there.
I'm like, you're thinking of Cam Newton.
maybe.
No, Stafford did not play here. But yeah, doggy door, okay, I feel like would be tough if you're trying to keep people out of your business or you're trying to like beef up security. Maybe don't cut a giant hole in your door.
Maybe they have pets.
Have you a doggy door? You don't have a doggy
door. I don't.
Door.
I'm just saying maybe
swallowed up by a coyote or something.
He can't be running around outside unsupervised. He wouldn't have made it past his first birthday.
You guys are getting really silly. Hopefully we can get back to some serious sports.
Good, all right, bud.
All right. They were. I'm trying to Google it real quick. The Patriots and Matt Stafford were linked at one point.
Really?
It must have been when the Rams traded for him. I think that offseason, yeah. And wasn't it like he'll never go there because of Patricia?
Oh.
Do you vaguely remember that?
No. I remember, this is a different one, but when Bill O'Brien was here,
they won't get hot.
I remember that, too. I remember that discussion.
Here you go.
I don't remember any Stafford talk. Matt Stafford
reportedly nixed Patriots as trade destination prior to Lions trading him to Rams because of Patricia.
That guy was on it.
Yeah.
That guy nailed it. I mean, he was off slightly on some of the details, but closer than I thought.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, here you go. You know who reported that?
No, I don't.
Rossini.
Tommy Curran.
Oh, our guy Curran. Matt Stafford was open to being traded to any team but one, the New England Patriots, at least according to Tom E. Curran. How about that?
Good stuff.
It's like a broken link. Oh, no, there it is.
No, there's got to be still active.
All right, how about that? It was Curran. Not just anyone, Tom Curran.
Interesting.
If you missed him earlier today, by the way, he thinks Drake May will win MVP. Not just it would be his pick.
No.
He thinks he's going to win the award.
He gave up his vote. He's told us that a couple times.
Yeah, is that
a
brag?
Is that a brag?
I don't know.
Maybe.
What is that?
Information.
Guys, I had it. I didn't want it anymore.
Yeah, because he was like, I'm not voting for all pros, so I didn't want to vote for MVP. But I'm like, all pros tougher because you're going to be like, all right, who are the best guards? I got to go dig through tape.
If you're going to vote for all pro, who's your all pro quarterback? Just make them MVP. That's pretty easy.
Yeah, you could. Nobody's saying he wasn't doing all pro, so then he therefore then gave up MVP.
Oh, MVP's
so much easier.
Yeah, got it. So he's not doing all pro, so he's not going to do MVP anymore. Got it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Are we going to do the Jones and Keefe all pros and the Jones and Keefe MVPs?
Man, we should.
Probably should, just so we can keep track and compare to the real list.
Well, we got
to
revisit all our preseason predictions after all these awards come out. We got to do that.
We could do
the playoff teams now. I don't know where we stand on that.
Terrible. I was looking through my picks.
Oh, you were?
Yeah, I was such a...
My Titans winning the AFC South isn't good.
Just missed. I was such a sucker because there were teams that I like... tossed on as wild card teams because I was like afraid to not have them make the playoffs and like so Lions and Chiefs.
Yep.
I was like, they're not going to be as good, which I was right about.
Yeah,
but I'm like, I had them as wild cards.
Fully plant that
I didn't
flag.
Fully commit,
no.
Which was a lesson learned.
Yeah, you middled it.
A lesson learned for next year.
That's true. Speaking of doggy doors, wasn't that Keith's ex-wife's nickname?
No, it was not.
No, we already told you. That was Bone Temple. I feel like we already settled that.
She's in the 28 Years Later sequel.
How sustainable is the Patriots' success this year?
Like, you mean beyond this year?
Yeah.
Not just the playoff run.
I'm sorry, beyond this year?
Oh,
what they established this year, how sustainable is that beyond this year?
So I think it's very sustainable, and I wouldn't rule out them, you know, so they won 14 games this year. Next year, it's like a murderer's row on the schedule. So they could win 10 or 11, and you'd look at it from the outside and say, well, they lost three more games, but the team could be better.
Right.
Because they just play a lot of really good teams next year. But I think everybody's really happy with the job Mike Vrabel's done. I feel like the coaching staff's probably going to be back. A lot of these really good teams, you just saw it with Detroit, their coaching staff gets just like plucked. They just grab all the different coordinators. I don't think that's happening, right? We'll see. Hopefully Terrell Williams can come back and be the defensive coordinator. I don't think McDaniels is getting another job. So all those guys are back. You have Drake May going into his third year. We both think he should win the MVP. Your next best player is a corner, so premium position. It seems like you
assuming
found,
he's back. That does add a caveat. But yeah, look.
But they have such good young talent, and they just hit on this draft. So I think it's incredibly sustainable.
So me too. I think you have Vrabel in place. You have May in place. So how sustainable is success going forward? I think exceptionally.
Yeah, that sort of starts the conversation and really ends it, right? Now, so it's like how much do you build around those guys?
Well, right. These are the things I'm less sold on. So, like, can they win, even with a harder schedule next year? 9-10 games to be a playoff team? They 100%. Should. They should be back in the playoffs next year. If they're not, I'm not going to say, ooh, hard schedule, they missed it. No. You need to prove everything to make this sustainable. You need to make the playoffs again next year, and I think they will. I mean, it's early to even look at it, but I think they will. Here's what I'm less sold on. And if they do these things, then you're really going to be contending for Super Bowls for a long time. Are they going to keep spending in free agency like they did this year? I'm less sold on that.
Probably not.
Are they going to keep drafting like they drafted?
That's going to be tough because they hit it out of the park.
I hope so, but like let's see on that one. The jury's out on that one. They have one class. It was great. Can they repeat that? I mean, those are questions I have. But sustainable success for years and years, if you have your coach and you have your quarterback, you should now be in the playoffs for I don't even know how long running. Like you should be a perennial playoff team. And what's going to prevent you from competing for Super Bowls is – Kraft deciding not to spend again because they won 14 games and they're back in the playoffs and everybody's happy with them again, so he doesn't need to. And if they can keep drafting well, if they do those two things, they're going to be perennial Super Bowl contenders, not just playoff teams and successful, but Super Bowl contenders.
Because I think the example people will bring up and say, oh, you don't count your chickens, is the Commanders. And I completely disagree with it because the Commanders had the really bad team, really good team, back to a really bad team. So you're like, well, that wasn't sustainable. But Jaden Daniels got hurt. Terry McLaurin got hurt. And some of the other guys you were relying on from a year ago were super old. You know, Zach Ertz, Austin Eckler, Bobby Wagner were great, like, one-year signings.
Yep.
But that wasn't long-term thinking. Like, Milton Williams and Will Campbell and Travion Henderson, like, those are long-term thinking moves. And if Jaden Daniels gets hurt, it's the same thing. If Drake May gets hurt, I don't think they're going to be great.
Right. If it's Josh Dobbs or whomever next year, they won't be as good. Yeah.
So I think it had more to do with that. And then even McLaurin, right? There was a whole thing with him and his contract and whatever else. And then he hasn't been the same, but he also hasn't been healthy. So I think that's a little apples to oranges. Like if Jaden Daniels played all 17 games and they still won 4 or 5, you'd be like, oh, okay, there's something there. But I feel like there's more young talent on the Patriots and at important positions than there was Washington.
Also, and like I don't remember every team the Commanders played last year. They played a last-place schedule, too, and I think they played a lot of bad teams. The Patriots won 14. The Commanders won 12. The Patriots won their division. The Commanders were a wild-card team. Like,
yeah,
the Patriots have been better this year than even the Commanders were last year. Now, I don't know what's going to happen in the playoffs.
Yeah,
Commanders,
right. That
Commanders went on a run in the postseason.
Yeah, right.
We'll see if you do. But the rest of it, I think the Patriots have just been better.
Yeah.
So I'd expect them to be better next year. 617-779-7937. You can jump in line for WEEI Afternoons. They come your way at 2 o'clock. Yeah, I got Hart. Yeah, I got Fitzy. Yeah, I got Ted. We'll get you the clip du jour. And right after Trending with Billy Lanny, it's time for Grab Bag.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Grab Bag number 5. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Everybody in the car, so come on, let's ride to WDE around the corner. The boys say they want some sports talk, and I really wanna. Like I had last week, I must stay deep, cause talk is cheap. I like Billy, Nick, Jackson too, but best of all is Jones and Keefe. And as I continue, you know they're getting sweeter. So what can I do? I really beg you, my lord. To me, hot takes, it's just like a sport. Anything crazy, it's all good. Let me dump it, place it in the grab bag. A little bit of Jonesy in my life. A little bit of Rich in my car. A little bit of Billy's all I need. A little bit of Nick is what I hear. A little bit of Paulie down the Cape. A little bit of Maria calling in from Quincy. A little bit of Grab Bag, here I am. A little bit of Jones and Keefe's makes me your fan. Ha!
Jones and Keefe.
Jones and Keefe.
On WEEI.
It's time for Grab Bag. It's time for Grab Bag.
Certainly is. Time for Grab Bag here on Jones and Keefe. WEEI Grab Bag is brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. We talked about the Boston Celtics getting another win last night over the Bulls, moving into second place in the Eastern Conference. They've won four in a row. They've won eight of their last nine. They're 23-12. They're off tonight before an ESPN game tomorrow against the Denver Nuggets.
No Jokic.
No Jokic, unfortunately.
I want to say Murray missed their last game, too. I don't know if he's going to play on Wednesday. Yeah.
A little three-game homestand. I'm sorry, four-game homestand that started last night. Denver, also Toronto, and then San Antonio on Saturday.
Yeah, I think I'm going to be in the building for that one on Saturday, Bragg. I think I'm going to be in the building. Yeah, thank you.
Does Jones have sneaky season tickets that he doesn't tell us about?
No. I think I'm going to be in the building for the one on Saturday.
Wemby. Aren't they sneaky? He goes to like every game.
Yeah, but he's never told us flat out, I can go to every game. He just does.
It's usually, I went to the game and we got seat upgrades.
Yeah, right. And I was on the floor there.
That was one time.
I was sitting behind Greg. That's what I usually do.
There's a lot of rows behind Greg. The Chargers. The Spurs are good. And
are great.
That'll be a really good test for them. The Nuggets, it's a shame that Jokic is out because that would have been a fun game.
Yeah, that would have been.
And that would have been like a real good test for, all right, what are the Celtics? They're playing well. The East isn't great. They're the two seed in the East. They're moving up. They've already beaten Detroit. They've already beaten. That would be like a real good measuring stick game.
In the MVP ladder, too.
Yeah, that's true. You know? And now you got to kind of, I don't want to say throw it out, but it's not going to have anywhere near the same juice.
Grab bag.
There's no need to feel down. I said he-
Grab bag.
All right, the Boston Bruins are in action tonight. They're taking on the Kraken of Seattle. 10 o'clock, so you're going to have to stay up late to see the Bees take on the Kraken. Last game of the road trip.
Yeah.
Probably a scheduled loss. First game back after the road trip is going to be Thursday against Calgary. Unfortunately, also
scheduled loss. Well, they have back-to-back scheduled losses. This is the end of a road trip, and then the first home game after a road trip. Obviously, they're not going to win those.
No, I wouldn't imagine. No. If you are interested in betting the Bruins, though, they are favored tonight. They are minus 120 on the money line.
You got to think of the atmosphere, with Frazier back in town.
Yeah, right. That's true.
Keefe, it's good friend, Kelsey Grammer. Just wanted to say, smashing program, gentlemen.
That is true, though. It is a Frazier return.
Frazier's
night.
Back in Seattle.
Welcome back, Frazier night.
Was it bet?
Hey, baby, I hear the blues are calling. Toss salads and scrambled eggs. Yes.
We said this yesterday. So
this is a big hit show.
It was Daphne and Roz and Niles. Yeah. And it was Bulldog? Mad Dog. Bulldog. Not Mad Dog. Bulldog.
Bulldog?
I think it was the sports guy.
He worked at the radio station, right? Yeah.
I was like, he's one of us. Eddie. Some real workplace hijinks. No, that's the dog, Eddie.
Oh, yeah. Better radio show on TV. Frasier, or in this season of Stranger Things, they work at the Squawk, and Rockin' Robin has her own show.
She's a very good
DJ.
Is she?
Yeah, she's very good.
I thought you were going to bring up News Radio. That's probably the GOAT radio show.
Yeah, News Radio is
radio TV show.
Yeah.
Good cast.
And then what is the one in Cincinnati there?
WKRP in Cincinnati. Yeah,
radio's well represented. Yeah, would that be the Big Four?
The Rushmore of radio.
Oh, the radio episode of Tires.
They did a great episode of Tires.
That's an episode.
I don't count Private Parts before people send that in, because that's a true story, or at least based off a true story. All these other ones are fictional radios.
Yeah, these are also shows. That's a movie.
That is a movie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, we were talking movie and show?
Grab bag. Grab bag. Grab bag.
Yeah, Nick just asked me, and the answer is yes. I am feuding with Gronk again.
I saw.
So, a listener, it was Tier Tuesday, so we had our NFL playoff tiers.
This is a good new 2026 rivalry. This is good.
I do like this. So then a listener.
Move over Brad Marchand.
Yeah. I don't care about Marchand anymore. So a listener responded to our Tier Tuesday tweet and said, "Hey, Gronk, are these legit or whatever? Or are these
yeah,
real
you like these tiers, something like that, yeah.
And then Grok had this nonsense response. It claimed that we didn't include the Bears and, like, one other team.
No, it said we omitted no,
the Bears.
We had the Bengals in but omitted the Bears, which neither one was true. Yeah.
So I'm like, all right, this is a mess. So I responded, this is a classic Grok. What a mess.
And then Grok
responded again, because Grok is just...
Well, Grok's got to get the last word.
Doesn't need to sleep, doesn't need to eat. We're outgunned here. We can't. I don't think we're really going
to
win this
thing. No, but I've noticed this in your feud, that Grok always just has to get the last word, and they're never going to let you get the last word, which is annoying, Grok.
Like my ex-wife.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's where that stands.
Grab it.
Tua Tagovailoa, during the Miami Dolphins breakup there in the locker room there.
Yep.
They asked him, because, of course, he got benched for the final two games. We had to see firsthand Quinn Ewers play against the Patriots. They asked Tua if he'd be open to a fresh start. He said, quote, "That'd be dope."
Tua Tagovailoa.
That'd be dope.
That would be dope.
Good answer.
So he's looking to get out of there.
Yeah,
like,
I'd say it
who
sounds
wants
that way.
Him? Where's he going?
Yeah. Well, he's
got a spot lined up.
So he's going to go somewhere. Kyler's going to go somewhere.
Who else?
A lot of smoke around Lamar, that like it's Lamar or Harbaugh in Baltimore.
I think Lamar's staying.
I would think so too, but they really dragged their feet on paying him.
Yep.
So maybe Lamar will be available, maybe. But yeah, maybe. It could be an interesting QB carousel.
Around 130. Here on Jones and Keefe, so I guess that's why it's time for Grab Bag.
A lot of Trae Young rumors out there in the NBA. He and the Atlanta Hawks are going to work together on a potential trade. I don't have any interest in Trae Young. You have any interest in Trae Young?
I do not.
I mean, the way the Celtics are built right now, it makes absolutely no sense. The Trae Young, a big man out there, maybe I'd be interested in. Another tiny little guard, no thanks. I enjoy watching Trae Young. Trae Young's a fun player to watch, but nah, I'm good.
I don't get Celtics fans. I think Nesson had like a big tweet about this. They're like, Trae Young, Celtics fans, you want him? I was like,
did they aggregate that from someone?
Probably. Yeah. Grok created it for him. But yeah, I'm not super interested in Trae Young. I mean, look, if you're telling me I could have him for nothing, sure, but I'm not giving up a whole boatload for Trae Young. No, thank you.
Oh, Chuck says that Uncle Jesse and Joey had a radio show in a couple seasons of Full House, the Rush Hour Renegades.
Oh, that's pretty good.
That'd be pretty good.
Always Sunny, they had a podcast episode. I don't think they had a radio
episode.
Oh, the
podcast episode was hilarious.
Yeah, that was really a good one. Yeah, okay.
Oh, grab bag, asking all the questions because they do not know the answers. Oh, Keith and Jones. Talks arrive like herding cats. Oh, they don't know, so they keep asking away. Yeah,
pretty good.
Strong.
It's better. We got some coordinators.
Mambo number five.
We got some coordinators that are out.
Oh,
would you say you want to hear Mambo number five again?
No, I thought it was better than Mambo number
Cliff
five.
Kingsbury.
Yep.
And Joe Witt out in Washington. So they had a great year ago, and Jay Daniels was healthy. He's hurt. They're bad this year. They fire both coordinators.
So that's a dirty move by Washington.
Yeah.
If you're Kingsbury, I thought would get like some interviews, and he is lined up for some interviews. But now doesn't he have to answer to that? Like, oh, wait, why doesn't your team want you back?
Yeah, you got canned.
And I'd be like, well, yeah, Jaden Daniels got hurt would be my answer. But like, why are they firing you or you know, you're mutually parting ways or whatever it is? Like, now he's going to answer? That's a crummy job by Washington to do.
Yeah, that was strange. Also, Matt Eberflus out as Cowboys defensive coordinator.
Well, that makes sense.
They said, we'll see you later. There was the Alice Cowboys. Get it?
No D,
yeah.
Got it.
Thank you.
Who do you call when your grab bag's busted? Call Jones and Keefe. 1-800-54-GRAB-BAG. Call Jones and Keefe.
Charlie Weiss Jr. is going to be sticking around at least for another game. Ole Miss. Ole Miss keeps moving on. Of course, most of their coaching staff is supposed to go to LSU with Lane Kiffin. Lane Kiffin not allowed to coach, even though he's getting the bonuses paid out
to
him.
So Nick was telling us the other day, it's unreal. Yeah. So LSU is paying his Ole Miss bonuses for winning college football playoff games that he's not even coaching in?
Yeah, it's like $500,000 a game.
Yeah, I mean, I guess that's all part of the agreement, obviously. He's got a good agent, Jimmy Sexton or whoever it is. Yeah. But, like, I can't believe they're paying him for that. I had heard a friend of mine was telling me that Charlie Weiss Jr. is actually looking to maybe now stay at Ole Miss and worm his way in as the head coach instead of the D coordinator staying there.
Well, if he gets another win, don't you think he might have a chance?
But he's not the coach. It's the other guy. What's the D coordinator's name? I forgot.
I have no idea.
I forget. That's the guy
not Joe Judge.
No, Joe Judge isn't coaching this.
No. That's the guy that they named the interim coach, or the next coach, not even the interim coach. Golding or whatever his name is. But I think Weiss is trying to, like, usurp him.
Yeah, maybe, or maybe you stay there. Aren't you more likely to take over for that guy in a year? Even if you play that game. 100%. I'll wait a year. Stay here. I'll show you my loyalty. Hire me. And I'm not going to go follow Lane Kiffin because he's probably going to leave LSU in 2 years anyway.
Right.
3 years.
Or you could go be at LSU, have an awesome year, and be the next hot coaching candidate and go somewhere better than Ole Miss.
I guess. It's kind of a win-win for him, really.
Yeah.
Grab bag. Grab bag.
NBA All-Star fan voting. The second fan returns are in. And Jones, in the Eastern Conference, can you guess the position in which Jaylen Brown finds himself?
Forward.
No, that was poorly asked.
Oh, the rank.
They actually got rid of positions altogether.
Got it.
You get five little tiny guards out there.
Yeah, five. Sure.
Six.
Seven.
Six. Nope, sorry. Sixth. Giannis is number one. Jalen Brunson is two. Tyrese Maxey is three. Cade Cunningham, four. Donovan Mitchell, five. Brown is six. And then there's like a big steep decline to Karl-Anthony Towns at seven.
Seven!
Luka Doncic has the most total votes. Jokic, Curry, Shea, and Wembanyama are the top five out there in the West.
Got it. Yeah, that's too low for Brown. I mean, that's way too low.
Yeah, I would agree.
Did I really just forget that melody?
When I grab bag,
then you go gave me just a little bit of
grab bag.
New Dork podcast available right now for you. Stranger Things finale. And Joe's, there's a lot of controversy on the internet about Stranger Things. Some are saying that's not even the ending of Stranger Things.
Yeah, you were saying this before the show. This is fascinating.
Like a secret finale, and there's all kinds of evidence point to that. So Davey and I went through a lot of said evidence.
Oh.
I want to believe, but ultimately don't believe that exists.
So you not
I love
only...
I love the theory.
You not only reacted to the finale, but you also went through the theories that it might not even be the real finale.
It's one of the best podcasts ever recorded.
That sounds good.
I would tell people to go after 2 o'clock to check it out.
But I'm sorry. So
Odyssey
only,
app, wherever you get your pods.
So I'm sorry. There was only one podcast last night.
That's right. Normally we do two. I'm glad you brought this up. Because tomorrow night, bonus podcast, Marty Supreme.
Great.
Timothy Chalamet just won Best Actor for some award show. He's nominated for a Golden Globe coming out this week. Probably going to be the favorite for the Oscar. Ping pong movie, so it's also a sports movie. So we are going to do the show Wednesday, 8 o'clock, live on YouTube. Two special guests. So not only is it me and Davey Eyeballs, but you're accustomed to. Two special guests. And I'm not going to tell you who they are.
Oh.
But one of them is Rob Bradford. And the other is Lucas Giolito.
Wow.
Yeah, Giolito's making he's making his Dork podcast, his second appearance.
Is that the first ever two-time guest?
Might be.
Wow.
Lucas Giolito.
He might be.
Wow.
Yeah.
Lucas Giolito is like, I have no other outlet to react to Marty Supreme, so I'm going to the hashtag Dork podcast?
That's pretty much what happened.
He's seen it.
Wow.
Yeah, he has seen it.
No, Bradford
sent out an update yesterday.
Bradford broke the news last night that he has seen the film. Meaning that Giolito's seen the film. Yeah.
Well, peek behind the curtain. Bradford texted me. He's like, hey, Giolito wants to talk about Marty Supreme on the podcast. I'm like, great. Can he do next, whatever, Monday, Tuesday, or Wednesday? He's like, yeah, maybe Wednesday. Maybe he'll have seen it by then. I was like, wait a minute. He wants to talk about it? He hasn't even seen it yet?
Yeah.
But anyway, he has seen it, and we will talk to him tomorrow night.
Good.
At 8 o'clock.
I mean, he knew he wanted to see it, and he knew he wanted to talk about it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And this is that's the logical place to do it. Hashtag Dork Podcast. Right. Okay.
If you want to be my
grab bag,
you got to get with my friends. Make it last forever. Friendship never ends.
All right. Time now for our favorite segment within a segment. Has Bob Ryan tweeted?
Oh.
He has.
You know he has.
He has. I don't even know what this means. Maybe you can explain it.
Uh-oh.
Somebody, Johnny Cadillac on Twitter, tweeted out a picture of a pack of Lucky Strikes. And he wrote, first thing that pops into your brain emoji. And then Bob wrote, LSMFT?
Uh-oh.
Yeah, what is that?
I don't know.
You didn't Google that before you said it live on the radio? But one thing I know about Bob Ryan via his tweets is he is very anti-smoking. Oh. He does not like...
Oh, yeah, right. Yeah. Oh, yeah, that one AI chick, he chastised her for the smoking.
Yeah.
And the tattoos. He doesn't like those either.
Yeah.
Apparently, it's an acronym for lung cancer.
Oh!
Jeez,
that's his first thought.
Holy smokes, Bob.
He also
no pun intended. Holy smokes.
He also responded to a Twitter account that tweeted out per AI the top 10 players in Holy Cross basketball history.
This is a perfect tweet for Bob.
So they have their top 10. As you can imagine, Tommy Heinsohn, Bob Cousy are on this list. And Bob Ryan wrote, ridiculous. Where's Ron Perry Jr.? But then when you look at the tweet, fourth. Did in fact have
right
him
in there.
Where's Ron Perry Jr.? Yeah. He is fourth.
Well, was it spelled wrong or something? How'd he miss that? It was right there in plain
sight. No,
it's
clear as day.
I mean, Bob's done like a million eye tests. We know,
we
his
know
eyes work.
He's got good eyes.
His eyes absolutely work.
Speaking of eye tests, shame on me for not finding this one yesterday because he had a lot of tweets. We were off for a couple of weeks. Somebody tweeted out a fashion show. And they're wearing some unique outfits, Jones.
Yeah, okay.
Stuff you wouldn't see down at the mall or at Dunkin', right?
Okay.
So somebody said, describe this fashion show in exactly one word. You have one word to describe the fashion show.
Okay.
The first image is of a woman, you see her walking away from you, which I'm sure you're used to. No, she's walking away and she's wearing like a dress, but there's no back and there's nothing even covering the derriere. So you see full crack.
Okay. I like that.
Bob responds.
Oh, yeah?
Va, va, voom! Exclamation point.
Oh, he liked that.
He did.
Okay.
He went va, va, voom.
Now, it's not, he didn't really follow the rules. That's not one word.
Well, he wrote it all together. V-A-V-A-V-O-O-M.
Well, that's one word.
Va, va, voom.
Va, va, voom.
So it's a woman's naked posterior.
Rump.
Her rump.
Yeah, that's what that was.
Va, va, voom.
By the way, a lot of people are texting in that L-S-M-F-T actually means lucky strike means fine tobacco.
Yeah, apparently AI Overview lied to me. It said it was a tumor.
Oh, come on, Grok. Nick. Come on, Nick.
Slash that's Gemini. Gemini is my Grok.
Yeah, it's
yeah,
on you.
Seriously, yeah. You got to figure that out. Get to the bottom of that.
And the sailors say, grab bag, you're a fine girl. What a good grab bag you would be. But my life. My love and my lady is Jones and Key.
All right, let's find out who the best NBA performer was from last night. Was it Denny Avita? 33 points, 8 rebounds, 9 assists.
Nice game, nice year.
Denny's having a real nice year.
He should be an all-star, legitimately.
I bet he will be.
Yeah.
Cade Cunningham, speaking of all-stars, 29 points, 13 boards. Shaden Sharp, 29, 5, and 7.
7!
Tyrese Maxey, 28, 6, and 6. And Yusef Nurkic, your guy, 21 points. 12 rebounds and 5 assists.
Let's go with Cade. It's a big win over
New York. It's time for Jones and Keefe's.
Random. Brandon Phillips.
Eduardo Nunez.
Curtis Luskanic.
Baseball player of the day.
All right, we have a starting pitcher who was a right-handed pitcher for four teams. The Cubs, Giants, White Sox, and A's was a one-time All-Star.
Jeff Samardzija.
He got it.
Holy smokes. You should have seen Nick.
Have we had him before?
Like the confidence. I don't think so.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I don't think so.
No, so that's a win for me.
The confidence that Nick leaned in with that. He like grabbed the mic and was like Jeff Samardzija.
Get out of my way.
That was
really well done.
That was one of the more confident answers I've ever heard.
As I was about to dig into his stats, I was like, maybe we have had this guy before.
I don't believe
we have.
All right,
good. So I'll take that as a win.
Great work.
Nickname Shark before you ask, Bill. Shark.
So he was the football player?
He was awesome. He was a wide receiver at Notre Dame with Brady Quinn.
And then who was... Yeah, but didn't they also have like a boxer? There were like two guys who
Zbikowski or whatever it was, the safety, was like a pro boxer.
Or
like an amateur. Maybe an amateur boxer. Yeah. But yeah. That was all with Charlie Weiss. They had Brady Quinn and Darius Walker was the running back who was good. And they were like really, really good. And then they'd play like Ted Ginn in Ohio State and get like smoked. They were kind of like
play
Tulane,
in those
James
USC
Madison.
Teams. Yeah, sure. There you go. Okay. Random ball player, Nick.
Good stuff.
That was one of the stronger answers I've ever heard.
Hell yeah.
It's every day at this time in Grab Bag, your random ball player. 617-779-7937. That's how you dial up WEEI afternoons. Yeah, got Hart. Yeah, got Fitzy. Yeah, got Ted. And we'll get to the clip du jour next.
Now.
Jones and Keefe on WEEI.
And streaming on WEEI.com.
All right, back here at Jones and Keefe, WEEI. It's time now for our clip du jour. Jones, are you ready for that?
Sounds fantastic. What's the clip du jour? Well,
I'm so glad you asked. It is the clip of the day. And today, friend of the show, Susan in Worcester.
She's back.
She gave us a call.
This is somebody who I know can't possibly be voting for Drake May if she has a vote.
Do you think she has a vote?
Susan in Worcester. Hello, Susan.
Gee, you read my mind, huh?
Sure did.
I did. I just read the subject line on the screen, but yeah.
Okay. What I want to really say, I want to be serious, okay? I think he had a great year. He did one. I didn't think he could do what he's doing. But you know what? He hasn't won nothing yet. He hasn't won a playoff game. He hasn't won the Super Bowl. Until he does that, then I'm going to give him his kudos. But listen.
Wait, Susan, real quick. Until he does which? If he wins a playoff game, you're going to give him his kudos, or he has to win a Super Bowl? Until he does which?
Super Bowl. He's got to win a Super Bowl.
Susan, I got to ask you real quick. Have you given Josh Allen his kudos?
Of course I have.
Has he won a Super Bowl?
No.
Mousetraps.
No, he hasn't.
Mousetraps.
Okay, you won me. All right, you got me there. But listen to about the media now. I won't talk about the media.
I know you do.
Good.
All I heard about with the great Aaron Rodgers, I am a big Rodgers fan, and he was sensational Sunday. The thing about Rodgers, I listen to the talk shows in Boston.
Yep.
All he cares about is MVPs, and he don't even care about the Super Bowl. And here you guys, all of you, like Monta Lewinsky on her knees with Clinton, begging for him to get the MVP.
Good Lord.
It's your number one thing. It's your number one thing instead of the Super Bowl. So you people are hypocrites.
Wow.
Yeah.
A lot in there.
A good reference.
She did pivot quickly off of the Josh Allen, Drake May Super Bowl thing. And then she's like, let's talk about media.
She had her Monica Lewinsky stuff ready to go.
Should have led with that.
Yeah, it wasn't the most topical, but it was a good reference. And very accurate, I think.
Jeepers.
So there you go. That's the clip du jour. Andy Hart's here. What's going on, Hart?
So she's either a put-on, or that's one of the greatest callers in the history of radio.
I think it's the second.
I think it should be the second thing.
She's awesome.
Yeah, she's great.
Do we have how old she is? Like, do we have a visual?
Yeah, it's a big number.
But
it might be
quick.
Triple digits.
I don't know. She's
over.
Quick.
I'll take the over.
Like, she pivoted quick, and she delivered the material
well. Sharp as attack.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
But that was, can we say that on the radio?
I don't know.
I guess she can.
At her age, she can say whatever she wants. Yeah.
I'm
sure she's saying much worse in her home.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah.
She also has a little bit of that, like, villain thing where, like,
she's definitely a villain.
Against the media. Like, she has a dark history.
It's good.
Something happened in her youth
that created this
monster that hates the media.
Just started.
But we'll get there
by the end of the year.
Hope she keeps calling.
I hope so, too.
Especially when
Drake
wins the Super Bowl.
Hopefully she's still doing a lot of things in the near future. But I'm just saying.
How do you know? Maybe she's like 48 and just, you know,
it's unlikely. So what's the, we got Stinkin' Truth?
Stinkin' Truth at 2:30. What a game for him. He loves Drake. I mean, a week for him. He loves Drake May, but he's in Denver, former Bronco, Bo Nix. They're the number one seed, so obviously we'll get an insight there on the playoff picture and all things Stink. 3:30, moving it up a little bit for a scheduling conflict. We'll talk to Brian Hoyer, also a big Drake May guy. I think we'll probably lead off with some MVP talk. I thought it was quite interesting. Not that Curran thinks May should be the MVP. That's all of us. We're all in the same flipping. But that he believes he will be the MVP.
I agree. That was
kind of the first I've heard of it from a reliable source, a former voter, a guy with national ties. He still talks to a lot of people that are voters. Yeah. And I know Mina Kimes, I think she indicated
she voted for him.
Yeah. Yep. So I probably shouldn't have taken my cash out, maybe. That was a mistake on my part.
You cashed out your MVP thing?
It started dropping. You had Stafford throwing touchdowns, and it's going down and down. And I still quadrupled. No, more than that. I like seven times my money.
Oh, you did?
Sick brag.
Yeah, it's still the same thing when he wins.
Still from $2 to
should
$14.
Ask cash out, Keith.
14.
I only bet $2.
You're up over a ham.
And I've been on a roll lately.
Have you?
The fact that I've made...
Sick brag, bro.
I've made over $45 in the last, like, two weeks.
Sick brag, bro.
On $2 bets.
Okay.
That's impressive, right?
I don't know. This is a gateway drug, though, Hart.
20 times my money, baby.
Now put that 45 on something.
Let it ride.
Okay. Did you say over $45?
Yeah.
So what does that mean? 45 and change or like 46?
Exactly.
So what does that mean?
$45 out of $2
bets. You
don't
unit shame on this show?
Who are you?
I had enough of that throughout my life.
Just because I don't bet Andy Hart Christmas trees or PS5s. I bet.
Poor Andy Hart Christmas trees.
Yeah, but imagine the fake those old $2 year? Bills that your grandma used to give you.
Imagine if you bet a bigger unit, though, how much money you'd have.
The good streak followed up a really bad streak. I plummeted for a while, so imagine how much in the tank I would have been. Probably be divorced.
Oh, good point. Good point.
I just keep it safe and simple and fun.
Okay.
Bet responsibly, like Andy Hart.
You have that coming up
Hart's
today.
Hart's on the other line on that number when you call. All right, just tell him. He's like, keep betting. Just do $2 bets.
No, you should just, you should do one of those testimonials where it's like, I got all the winners. I'm up over $45.
Exactly.
You should do that. Damn is right. What you should do. Keep it locked here for WEEI Afternoons. You can dial them up, 617-779-7937. What do we have tomorrow? We got what ifs. Oh, we have. Yeah,
we did get some what ifs.
What ifs is the email. Yeah, we have a dork minute tomorrow.
Yep.
We got Pure Hoops with Terp.
Oh, Terp.
So all that tomorrow begins at 10 here on WEEI.